Well, the scriptural text for today is taken from Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35.
今天的经文是从路加福音24章13节到35节。
So let's first read it in English, and then we'll read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，再用中文读。
So if you are reading in English, can you follow me and just read it from a screen or from your own Bible?
如果你读英文的话，那你就可以看这个屏幕或者看你的圣经。
All right, let's start. 1, 2, 3. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened.While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him,Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how our chief priests and rulers deliver him up to be condemned to death.And crucify him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all these, this is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning. And when they did not find his body, they came back saying that.They have even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women have said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer?These things and enter into glory. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as he were going farther. And they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, for it is towards evening.And the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road?While he opened to us the scriptures. And they rose at that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.
现在我们用中文读伊马忤斯的路上是路加福音二十章十三节，二十四章十三节。正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子里去，这个村子名叫伊马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣就亲自进城和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了。不认识他，耶稣对他们说：“你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？”他们就站着，脸上带着愁容。 两人中有一个名叫哥留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在哪里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？耶稣拿撒勒耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。耶稣长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。再者，中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见天使的喊显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人哪、啊、先知所说的这一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督是这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从耶摩西和众一先之前所指着自己的话都给他们讲明白。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日子偏西了，请你同我们住下。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起心回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的门人聚集在一起，说耶现两个人就把路上所遇见和薄饼的时候怎么被他们认出的事都述说了一遍。
Sermon title today is Two Blind Men Lost in the Way.
今天的讲到是两个迷途的瞎子。
The road to Emmaus.
伊马忤斯的路上。
This is a very familiar story.
大家都很熟悉这个故事。
Now, if you look at Luke, you know that this is the first complete story after the death and resurrection of Jesus.
如果你读路加福音的话，你知道这是一个完整的故事，是耶稣受难升天以后的第一个完整。
And this is not just a heartwarming story.
这个故事呢不仅仅是在温暖我们的心。
This is a story of calling and discipleship.
这是一个呼召的故事。
Let me tell you that God is calling us today through this story.
我告诉你，这是上帝今天用这个故事在呼召我们做他的门徒。
And I pray that every one of us will hear his story and follow him.
我向神祷告，我希望呢我们每个人都能听见神的呼召遵从耶稣。
Let me begin with a word of prayer.
那我们开始祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
天上的父。
This is your word.
这是你的话语。
This is your marvelous word.
这是你神奇的话语。
This is not some human wisdom, human wise guy writing up a fictional story.
这不是一个聪明的人写了一个很好的故事。
This is revelation from above.
这是你给我们的启示。
It's revelation in history.
这是从历史上的启示。
It's a story about Jesus.
这是一个关于耶稣的事。
Lord, we pray that this afternoon as we come before this text where we will see your glory, the glory of Jesus.
亲爱的天父，通过这个故事，今天下午让我们能够看见你的荣耀，看见耶稣的荣耀。
That we'll hear you calling us through the story.
我们能够听到你的呼召。
Calling us to follow Jesus.
你呼召我们跟随耶稣。
We pray that our eyes will be open.
我们向你祷告，把我们的眼睛打开。
We pray that our hearts will be burning.
我们的心变得火热。
We pray that we'll move from darkness into light.
让我们从黑暗进入光明。
From death into life.
从死亡进入生命。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
May your spirit help us to understand your word.
主啊，你的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们能够懂得你的话语。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now that we have read the story once,
我们已经读了这遍读了一遍这个故事。
I would like to take you back for a second reading.
那么我想再回来读第二遍。
But this time, I want you to bring with you your camera, your video cam, your iPhone, whatever.
今天呢，你可以带上你的照相机啊、摄像机啊来看一看。
I want you to help me to take 7 pictures.
我们想拍三张七张照片。
There are 7 pictures in this story. Once you have the 7 picture laid down, you will begin to finally understand this story.
这个故事里面有七张照片，你有了这个照片了以后呢，你就会更懂得你这个故事。
All right, let's go.
那我们先开始。
Luke chapter 24, verse 13.
路加福音20:13.
That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, and about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that have happened.
就是那日呢，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，就是伊马忤斯。这个村子离耶路撒冷有25里路，他们在讨论。
我把它改了。
这是25里。
也25里是他们那里。7英里 ，about 7 miles.
Yeah, 7英里，对。
So here they say it began with that on that very day, on the day of Jesus' resurrection.
这里那一日就是耶稣复活的那一日。
Now you know that Jesus died on the Friday, so to speak, and then Saturday was the Sabbath, and he rose on the Sunday.
你们知道耶稣受难是星期五。然后星期六是他们的安息日。
So on Sun, yeah, sorry.
第三日星期天就是耶稣复活的一天。
So on Sunday afternoon, these two guys, we don't know whether they are men or women, they decided to walk from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus.
那么这就是星期天的下午，这两个人呢从耶路撒冷走到伊马忤斯去。
Emmaus was 7 miles away from Jerusalem.
那么这伊马忤斯呢离耶路撒冷呢有7英里。
How far is 7 miles?
那么七英里有多远呢？
Now if you walk from here to the Philadelphia Zoo,
如果你从这里走到那个费城的那个动物园呢，
It's 5.5 miles.
大概是5.5英里。
So you walk there and you circle around the zoo one time, that make up about 7 miles.
如果你走到那个动物园呢，你在围着动物园兜一圈呢，大概是7英里。
How long does it take?
那么要花多长时间
？Well, it depends how fast you can walk, right?
那么这取决于你走多快了。
Let's say today is about maybe 3 hours.
那么今天呢，也许你要走3个小时的。
But this is about 2,000 years ago. I suppose people can walk faster then.
那么在2000多年前呢，大概那时候人呢走路比较快。
But the roads are more difficult to navigate, so even though up, I think it's about 3 hours.
那么但是那时候路呢比较难走啊，所以呢不管怎么说，大概要3个小时。
So you ready? Take the first picture for me. This is the first picture on the road to Emmaus. Oops.
那么大家注意了，现在要拍第一张照片。第一张照片呢，就是在去伊马忤斯的路。
The first picture is road to Emmaus.
第一张照片就是伊马忤斯的路上。
Let's continue. Verse 15, while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, and their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
那么下一个呢就是第15节，他们谈论相问的时候，耶稣就亲自就近他们和他们同行，只是他们眼睛迷糊看不见。
So Jesus came around and walked with them, but their eyes were kept shut.
那么耶稣呢走到他们面前但是呢他们的眼睛是迷糊的。
Now this was probably not their fault. Somehow God supernaturally shut their eyes.
或许呢就是神呢用他的那超自然能力把他们眼睛给闭上了。
Oh, so this is our second picture.
那么这就是第二张照片。
Their eyes were shut.
他们的眼睛是迷糊的。
Let's go on. And Jesus said to them, verse 17, what is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered, are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the thing that will happen in these days?
耶稣就问他们，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。 两个人其中有一个呢叫哥留巴，他说你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天那里出的事吗？
And verse 19, and Jesus said to them, what things? And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him.
那么耶稣说什么事呢？他们说是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和百姓面前说话行事都有大能，但呢我们的祭司长和官奉把他解去，定了死罪，钉死在十字架上。
Verse 21, but we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and beside all these, it is now the third day since this thing happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning. I continue, verse 23, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had seen a vision of angel who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it to be just as the woman had said, but him they did not see.
那二十一节开始就是，我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民呢，就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见天使显现了，说他活了。又有我们几个人呢，往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的。但是没有看见他。
And here comes the picture. Jesus said to them, O foolish one, slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
那么下一张照片就是第二十五节，耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的这一句话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Jesus called them foolish and then said your hearts were very slow.
耶稣呢叫他们你是无知的人呢，而且说他们的心呢信得太迟。
Their hearts were empty, colorless, their hearts were slow as snail, their hearts were barely beating.
那么他们的心呢就好像没有跳动一下，信得太迟钝。太慢了。
So if you're a doctor and you test their pulse and there's hardly any pulse, you touch the heart and the heart was barely beating. This is a dying man.
那么如果你是个医生的话，你摸一下他的脉搏痛得很慢，你摸摸他的心，他的心脏基本上不跳，就是像要死去的人一样。
This is our third picture.
那么这是第三张照片。
Road to Emmaus, their eyes shut, slow of heart.
那么三张照片，去伊马忤斯的路上，然后他们的眼睛呢是迷糊的，然后呢他们的心是迟钝的。
Now picture number four, verse 26. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself.
下面就是二十六节，基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知讲起。凡经上指着他自己的话都给他们讲。
What did Jesus do with them in that 3 hours of walk?
那么耶稣在这三个小时里给他们做了什么事呢？
He did Bible study with them.
他跟他们有这个主日的学。
What kind of Bible study?
那么他们一起学圣经，那学什么圣经？
It would be what I call a bathroom sink Bible study. 洗手盘。
洗手盘
的查经。
哦，洗手盘的茶经，就是厕所里洗手盘。
So, you know how the bathroom thing works, right? If no matter which part of the water come into, it always go into the middle, right?
那么大家都知道，你厕所里洗手盘，不管那个水从哪来，总要到中间流下。
So you can drop some water at the back, in the front, or on the left, on the right. No matter which part you drop the water always go down to the middle.
那么那个水不管从哪流的，不管你把水掉到哪，不管前还后，它总是要到中间，流到中间。
Jesus Bible study is just like that.
那耶稣的圣经讲学呢？
He may start with Genesis.
也许他从创世纪开始。
Or Exodus.
或者是出埃及记。
Or Nehemiah.
或者是
耶利米书。Or Jeremiah. Or Psalms.
Or
Job,
或者约伯记,
or you know the minor prophet, wherever you know Jesus began, he will always end with himself.
或者是小先知书，不管他从哪开始，但是呢，他总是以他为结束。
Well, 3 full hours, Jesus preached to them about himself.
那么这三个小时里，耶稣在向他们讲道。
What about himself?
在讲他自己。那么他讲他自己什么呢
？It is about that he must suffer.
也就是他必须受害。
In order to enter into glory.
这样他才能进入。
You see, the Jews all believe that the Messiah should be glorious.
那么犹太人一直都相信这个弥赛亚呢是一定是有荣耀。
Jesus believed in the same.
耶稣也一样相信。
What's the difference?
但是有什么区别呢
？Jesus believed in a glory that had to go through suffering.
耶稣认为呢，就是一个有荣耀的弥赛亚是要经过受害的。
Now just then we said these two disciples were not very good because their eyes were shut and then their hearts were barely beating.
那么刚才我们说过了，这两个门徒呢，他们的眼睛是迷糊的，他们的心呢也是很迟钝的。
But let me tell you that these two disciples were not bad at all.
那但是呢，这两个门徒不坏。
Because they can hang with Jesus for 3 hours.
他们和耶稣在一起三个小时。
They don't have a Bible with them.
他们手中没有圣经。
They don't have an iPad, iPhone that they can look up all these passages.
他们手里没有这个 iPad 或者是 iPhone， 他们不能够去查这些经文的。
If you and I are walking with Jesus for 3 hours, Jesus quoting all over from the Bible, from the Old Testament, you and I was like, is that such a text?
那么，如果你和我和耶稣在一起，耶稣这三十小时里讲那么多的经文，你就会糊涂了。你说这经文从哪来呀
？You say, is that such a book called Zechariah?
那或者是你说，也许有没有这本撒迦利亚书啊？
But these two disciples have no problem whatsoever with the Bible. They understood, they memorized so many of the Bible, but they couldn't understand still.
这两个门徒，他们对圣经是一点没有问题的，他们可以背出这些经文，但是呢，他们还是不懂的。
Anyway, just the fourth picture.
那么第四张照片。
That Jesus explained to them the gospel of Christ of glory through suffering.
那么耶稣向他们解释一个。弥赛亚是要通过受苦。
Now for 2-3 hours, Jesus has been explaining the gospel to them. Let's go back check on these two disciples to see whether they are getting better.
那么，耶稣有两三个小时向这两位门徒讲解他自己。那么现在我们看一看这两个门徒是不是好了一点。
Remember his problem? His eyes are not good and his heart is bad, right?
你看到他有什么问题吗？就是他的眼睛是模糊的，他的心。
So let's check on them.
那么我们再看一下。
Verse 28. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. Jesus acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is towards evening. The day is now far spent." So Jesus went in to stay with them.
将近他们要所去的村子了，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说。时候已经晚了，日头已经平息了，请同我们同住下来吧。耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。
You think I think it's working?
那或者这是像什么
？After 2-3 hours, they wanted Jesus to stay longer.
那么两三个小时以后呢，他们希望耶稣和他们待的时间更。
Now we know that it's an ancient custom to offer hospitality to travelers.
那我们知道啊，先古的时候呢。对这个外面旅行者呢，我们是应该敬有好客的这个做敬主人。
But I think these two disciples really want Jesus to stay for them.
但是呢，这两个门徒呢，确实是想要耶稣呢，留下来为了他们。
Because they want more.
他们想知道更多。
More gospel.
更多的福音。
More glory through suffering gospel.
那这个就是。荣耀从受苦而来。
It's always a good sign when someone wants more gospel, isn't it?
那么，一个人想知道更多的福音呢，都是好事。
Verse 30. When Jesus was at the table with them, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were open and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight.
那么到了坐席的时候呢，他们耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开。递给他们，他们的眼睛就明亮，这才认出他来。但忽然，耶稣不见了。
Is it Jesus is a funny guy?
那耶稣呢是很好玩的。
He went to their house as a guest.
他到人家家里呢，像是个客人。
What did he do? End up.
那么他到那做了什么事
？He served the table.
那他到那呢，他做像做主人。
See, the owner of the house is supposed to bless the food and share, right?
那么应该是呢，这个房子的主人呢，啊，来为这个饭祝福，然后呢。
But Jesus turned the table. He turned from a guest into a host.
那么他耶稣呢？就把这个桌子转变了，他变成主人。
He always does that. He was the one when they were talking. He was inquiring them, "What's up?"
他总是这样，因为他们两个人在谈，耶稣就会走到他们面前说，嘿，你们在讲什么？
But then he ended up lecturing them for 2-3 hours. You see?
但是呢，他就通过两三个小时再跟他们讲道。
And what is the effect of him turning around the table, becoming the host and the lecturer?
那么。他变成了主人，这有什么样的结果呢
？The eyes were open.
那些的眼睛。
See, I told you they're getting better, right?
那我告诉你，他们是好了，是不是
？You know that's how God works with us.
那么，神呢也是这样在我身上。
I don't know whether you remember a time when before you became a Christian.
我不知道你们是不是记得，在你们还不是基督徒以前是什么样
？You know, maybe you come to the Bible study and you question this question that you want everybody demand a good answer to your questions.
也许你是做啊，你来到主日学或者是星期五查经，你会问这个问题，问那个问题，还要别人给你回答。
You never become a Christian that way.
要是那样的话，你从来不会变成。
You become a Christian when suddenly on one day Jesus show up in your head and say, "You stupid, shut up."
那么你变成基督徒呢？也许耶稣呢，有一天会到你脑子里，耶稣告诉你，你闭嘴吧，你要把你眼睛睁开。
Instead of challenging God, you begin to listen. That's how you became Christian, isn't it?
你从开始向神挑战，但是呢，变得我们能够听神的话。
Cleopas was a talker. He was like, "You don't know. You're the only one who didn't know." And then Jesus ended up shutting him up.And began to preach the gospel to him.
哥留巴那个人就是这样嘛。你在耶路撒冷做客这么多天，你还不知道这样的事呢？但是耶稣呢，就把他的嘴给闭上。耶稣向他讲福音。
So when Jesus broke the bread, blessed and broke and gave it to them, their eyes were suddenly opened, and they saw that's Jesus.
那么这里呢，耶稣呢，拿起饼祝谢，擘开以后呢，给他们。这时候他们的眼睛明亮了，说啊，这就是耶稣啊。
Why suddenly they are able to see Jesus?
为什么啊？突然的他们就能看见耶稣呢
？Bible scholars have different interpretation.
那么很多圣经学者有不同的解释。
Some said that you look at the sequence that Jesus said, He blessed, He broke, He gave.
那么你看这个顺序，就是说他祝谢了。他擘开，然后他给他们。
You know, this is something that Jesus repeated so many times in his life, right?
那么这件事实际上耶稣在他的生命里面重复了很多次。
Even if they were not at the Last Supper, remember that's exactly what Jesus did at the Last Supper.
那么在那个最后的晚餐里面，耶稣也是这样做的。
Even if these two guys were not at the Last Supper, they probably were there when Jesus did the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000.
那么，尽管这两个人也许不在那最后的晚餐，但是呢，在那个耶稣五饼二鱼喂4000人喂5000人吃饱的时候，他们肯定在。
Now I'm almost sure that every time when Jesus eat with the sinner in whoever's house, he would do the same.
那么肯定的，耶稣不管是在跟有罪的人在一起吃饭的时候，在罪人家里吃饭的，他总是这么做。
So they say, people think that yes, when Jesus did that, they say that's Jesus.
那么也许他们看见耶稣做这个事他们知道好这就是耶稣
Another interpreter say that easy when Jesus give the bread to them they saw there's a hole there
也许他们另外圣经学者说耶稣给他们那个饼的时候他们看见耶稣的手上有钉
Who has a hole in the hand
那么谁的手上会有
That's Jesus And even more, and more biblical scholars think that it is God's miraculous act opening their eyes.
那么更多的圣经学当然就是神的大能使他们眼睛张开。
What do I think?
那么我是想是怎么想的
？All of the above.
那么上面的都对。
Their eyes were open. It's an act of God. It's God opening their eyes to see Jesus.
他们眼睛开了，这是神的作为。
And then suddenly Jesus disappear.
但是呢,
anyway, we take the picture there, and this is our picture number 6.
那么这是第六张照片,
and you say, Pastor Lam, you're miscounting, you're missing one.
那么林牧师啊,
there's where's picture number 5? Interestingly, picture number 5 came after verse 31. It's at verse 32.
那么第五张照片实际上是在三十二节讲的。
Listen to verse 32. They said to each other, after Jesus disappeared, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?
那么这是32节，是32节以后，他们彼此说，在路上，他同我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的？
Our hearts were burning.
我们的心是火热的。
Now they talk about this after their eyes were open, but their hearts burning what? Before their eyes were open, right?
Yeah, 他们说这话是眼睛张开了，明亮了以后。 但是呢，这件事，他们的心是火热的，发生在他们的眼睛还没有张开。
Jesus is a great cardiologist.
那么耶稣呢，是个很好的心脏病医生。
When Jesus opened the Bible, he opened more than just the Bible. He opened people's hearts to the Bible.
那么当他打开圣经的时候，他不光 让人的眼睛能够看见圣经，他让人的心也敞开了。
So suddenly, these two disciples, they have a pulse.
那么这时候呢，这两个门徒呢，他们有脉搏了。
So this is our fifth picture. Now come to our last picture.
这是第五张照片。那么现在我们到第七张照片。
Last picture is simple enough. Verse 33, and they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem.
那第七张照片就是33节。 他们立时起身到耶路撒冷去,
this is our last picture.
就是最后一张照片。
So you now see these seven pictures.
现在你看到了这七张照片。Do
you notice something interesting about these seven pictures?
那么这七张照片有什么有趣的现象吗?
The front picture actually echoing the back pictures.
那么第一张照片和最后一张照片是相互呼应的。
Let me show you.
那我给你想一下。
The first picture is Road to Emmaus.
第一张照片就是去伊马忤斯的路上。
What was the last picture?
那么最后一张照片。
Road to Jerusalem. You see, it's a return journey. It's a round trip.
就是回耶路撒冷的路上。
Do you see how they echo each other? The second picture, you know, is their eyes shut.
那么第二张照片就是他们的眼睛。The
sixth picture is their eyes open.
第六张照片呢，是他们眼睛开了。
The third picture was that their hearts were slow.
第三张照片是他们的心是迟钝的。
But the fifth picture was that their hearts were burning.
那么第五张照片呢，是他们的心火热。
And what's the picture in the middle?
那么中间那张照片是什么呢？
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么就是基督的福音。
That's what we call chiasm.
这叫什么?
前后呼应。 It's such a beautiful story. You know, the way Luke wrote this is amazing.
那么这个故事呢，是很美好的。
You see, the key of a chiasm, you know, when you use a chiasm, you want everybody to put their focus on the middle point.
那么你用这个前后呼应呢，你是让人呢，注重在中间的这个。
That's why chiasm is always an odd number.
那么为什么这个相互呼应呢都是一个奇数？
Because everything has to focus on the middle. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that makes the change for them. It's the turning point of the whole story.
那这些事都要有个中心，那么耶稣基督耶稣的福音就是中心。
I want you to see how this whole story is two contrasting halves.
那么这件故事呢，是有两个方面。
In the first half of the story, these two disciples are in great spiritual danger.
那么这个故事的前半部分，这两个门徒是很危险的。
Their eyes were shut, they couldn't see.
他们的眼睛不能看。
You know, you read the gospel, you know Jesus always liked to heal blind men, right?
那么读福音的时候，你就知道，耶稣经常治好瞎眼。
So if your eyes were shut, it's not a good thing at all.
如果你的眼睛看不见的话，真是不见。
So they have shut eyes and they have slow hearts.
然后他们心是迟钝的。
But the second half of the story, their heart began to beat and burn, and then their eyes were wide open. You see?
故事的后半部分呢，他们心变得火热，他们眼睛张开了。
They were moving from darkness into light.
他们呢就从黑暗进入光明。
From death into life.
从死亡进入生命。
Does that ring a bell?
那么这个大家会想到什么呢？
Gospel of John, you know, it's all about these figures.
那么约翰福音都是这些。
So figuratively speaking, this is the transition. It is a picture about the spiritual life.
那么 形象的说法，这就是一个转换的过程。
You see, their eyes were so dark, they were in complete darkness.
他眼睛看不见，他们是在完全的黑暗之中。
You see, how dark was their eyes?
那么他们的眼睛是怎么样的黑暗？
Let me take you back to verse 17.
那么再回到十七节。
Their eyes were really dark, really, really dark. Verse 17.
十七节。
And Jesus said to them, What is the conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still looking sad. The one of them called named Cleopas answered, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the thing that have happened in here?
耶稣问他们，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？ 他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。 其中一个叫哥留巴的人回答说：“你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里发生的事吗？”
Here the story say that their face were very what sad.
这里说呢，他们的面孔呢是很愁。
Why were they sad?
为什么他们愁？
Well, you say, of course they were sad. I mean, the most beloved teacher just died a cruel death on the cross. How could they not be sad?
他们脸上带着愁容，为什么？因为他们的老师啊。 刚在死在十字架上，他们为什么不愁呢？
But listen carefully to how they explain the sadness.
但是你听一听他怎么解释的。
Jesus said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was prophet, mighty in deed and word before God, and all the people, and how a chief priest and ruler delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him.
耶稣问他们什么事呢？ 他们说就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，是神和在神和众百姓面前呢说话行事都有大能。祭司长和我们的官府经判他们竟把他解去，定了死罪，定死在十字架。
So Cleopas and his friend were very sad because they thought that Jesus was a prophet.
那个哥留巴呢和他的朋友呢？ 他们愁苦呢，是为什么呢？ 他认为耶稣只是个先知。
He thought that Jesus was a prophet, but not an ordinary prophet, but a prophet mighty in deed and word.
他不仅仅是一个先知啊，不是一个普通的先知，但是他在神和百姓面前呢，说话行事都有大能啊。
That's very interesting.
这就很有趣了。
Because there was one other prophet in the Old Testament that was also considered by the Jews to be a prophet mighty in words and deeds.
那么在旧约里面还有一个先知，在众犹太人的眼里也是有大能的。
Who is that?
那么他是谁呢？
You want to give me a guess?
那么猜一猜是谁？
Is Moses.
就是摩西。
Is Moses. That's correct. And in Acts of the Apostles, Acts of the Apostles chapter 7 verse 22.
那么在使徒行传那个第七章22节是这么说。
This is Stephen before he was martyred. He said this, Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of Egyptian and he was mighty in his words and deed.
那么就是施提法在受难之前成为烈士以前呢，他说了这句话。 说了，摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有大能。
So Cleopas and his friend were very sad because they thought that Jesus was not just a prophet, but a prophet like Moses.
那么哥留巴和他的朋友呢，很愁，他们知道耶稣不是一个普通的先知，他是一个像摩西一样有大能。
So they thought that Jesus was the greater Moses.
他也许他们想，耶稣呢比摩西更伟大。What
is so special about this?
那么这有什么特殊的意义？
Because Moses was not just a prophet, Moses was also a deliverer.
因为摩西不仅仅是个先知，他也是拯救者。Because
Moses delivered them from Egyptian.
那摩西把犹太人从
So Cleopas and his friend wanted Jesus to deliver them from who?
那么格留巴和他的朋友想要耶稣把他们从什么人手里救出来呢？
From who?
从谁手里？
From the Romans.
就是从罗马人手里嘛。
Right? So they hope that Jesus is the one who will deliver them from the Romans. Listen to this. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel.
那么他们说的，我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。
We hope that he is the king.
我们希望他就是君王啊。
Who can fight for us?
他可以为我们征战。
Who can make Chinese number one in the world?
他把使中国人呢成为第一名。
America don't become our slaves.
那么美国人都是我们的。
You know what kind of savior are they looking for?
那么你就知道他想他们所追求的救世主是什么样。
One that will give them power, political, military power.
那么一个能够给他们政治上军事上能力的。
So this is Cleopas' savior.
这就是哥留巴的救主。
Cleopas' savior have two components.
哥留巴的救主呢有两个方面。
He must be a prophet.
他必须是先知。
And he also have to be a deliverer.
他必须是一个拯救者。
He must be a power guy.
他必须有大能的人。
But if you go to the Bible,
但是你到圣经里来
When God tells us about his chosen Messiah
那么神在给我们解释他所选的救世主是什么样的
And in the Old Testament they tell us that the chosen Messiah have three offices
那么在旧约里面呢我们知道这个弥赛亚呢有三个职分
One is prophet
一个是先知
One is king
一个是君王
What's the last one
最后一个是什么呢
What's that?祭司 priest
就是那个祭司
but Cleopas Savior have no need to be a priest Cleopas Savior have no priestly office
那么哥留巴呢把这个祭司这个职分呢给忘掉
what did the priest do in the Old Testament
那么祭司在那个旧约里面怎么说呢
说真的他不是忘掉他是觉得不需要
然后他不是忘掉他认为不需要
so, What did the priest do in the Old Testament?
那么祭司在旧约里面做什么事
They sacrifice
好他们献祭
What did they sacrifice?
他们献什么祭呢
Animals
那么动物
Not really animal, it's blood
不是动物
It's blood why do you need blood?
为什么要有血呢
Because you have sin
因为你有罪
You see, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. That's what Hebrew tells us.
那么希伯来书说呢，不流血呢，这个罪不得赦免。
So, but Cleopas Savior have no need to be a priest because Cleopas does not see sin.
那么哥留巴呢，看不到这个祭司的职分，他认为他没有罪。
You interview Cleopas. What do you think is the problem about Jews today?
那么你如果跟那个哥留巴做一个会面会谈的，你问哥留巴，那么犹太人现在有什么问题呢
？The problem is we're not getting the best job in town.
那么他会说呢，在这个城市里我们有个最好的工作。
The problem is we're not getting the best houses and best cars in town.
那么我们没有最好的房子，也没有最好的汽车。
We need a savior so that we can fight off everybody to make us successful and wonderful in this world.
那么我们的救主呢是要带领我们能够把别人都打败，我们就成
为成功的人。But Cleopas see no sins.
那么哥留巴看不见罪。
And therefore he doesn't need a messiah with a priestly office.
那么他就不需要一个祭司。
But God in the Bible tells us otherwise.
那么神在圣经中告诉我们的
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21
那么马太福音的第一章21
God through the angel said this He Mary will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus for he will save his people from their
他将要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣因为他要将自己的百姓从什么里面拯救出来
I know you know the answer.
我知道你知道这个答案。
But most people in America doesn't know.
在美国呢，很多人是不知道的。
They want this verse to be a fill in the blank.
他知道这里这个空填空他不知道怎么填。
You know, I think many of us sitting here want this to be a fill in the blank too.
那么。或许我们这里也有很多人会有不同的答案。
We want him to save us from our academic pressure.
也许
You call his name Jesus. Jesus means God saves. Save us from our academic pressure.
你叫他要叫他耶稣, 他会把我们从什么里面拯救出来, 从那个学校, 这个学术的压力,
and oh God, you are going to save me from my loneliness. You are going to give me a boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, you name it, right?
耶稣呢, 或者从我们的孤独里把我们拯救出来, 呀, 主啊, 给我们一个太太, 给我们一个先生, 或者给一个朋友吧,
save me from financial troubles.
或者呢, 要从我们经济上的困难中给拯救,
save me from crisis of life. Give me all this stuff.
或者我们在生活中有很多困难, 耶稣啊, 给我们这个, 给我们那个吧。
This is not faith in Jesus, you know.
那么这就不是耶稣。
It's called idolatry.
这实际上是拜偶像。
That is absolutely not the gospel, because his name shall be called Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin.
那么耶稣的福音是, 他名叫耶稣, 他要把我们从罪拯救出来。
Let me remind you again, Cleopas cannot see sin.
再提醒一下, 哥留巴呢, 看不见罪,
but God sees sin.
神看见罪了。
God look at America, he sees sin.
神看到看, 在观看美国, 知道美国有罪。
God look at you, he sees sin.
耶稣, 神呢, 看见我们, 知道我们有罪。
And of course, not only sins, but our problem is also about death, because the wages of sin is death.
那么不仅仅是罪啊, 还有死亡啊, 因为罪的工价就是死。
I have a good news and a bad news to tell you.
那么我跟你们讲的, 有好消息也有坏消息。
The good news is that you don't have many enemies, you only have two.
那么好消息呢, 在世上呢, 没有多少罪人, 只有两个罪人。
不是罪人, 就是说,
敌人。
只有两个敌人。 The bad news is that you are no match for these two enemies.
那么坏消息呢, 是, 对这两个敌人呢, 你是, 本人, 你是没有力量去能够。
Who are these two formidable enemies?
那么这两个无敌的敌人是什么呢?
They are sin and death.
他们就是罪了。
None of us can make atonement for our sins.
那么我们不能赎我们自己的罪。
And because of our sin, we'll die.
因为有罪，我们才有死亡。
None of us here can prevent this from happening.
那么谁也不能避免这件事。
You know, last time I was here, 6 weeks ago.
那么6个星期前我在这里。
Now you make announcement of one brother that who was baptized in the hospital. He died at the age of what, 40 or 41, right?
那我你们也就是做报告的时候，一位弟兄他在医院里去世了，他只有41岁。Right?
So most a lot of people here are living on borrowed time.
那么其实我们呢，都活的都比他长啊。You
can die anytime. Now
时间都是借来的，也许我们。
Just last week, I knew a boy, you know, I mean a friend of a friend from our church who died at 26.
那么上个礼拜我一个朋友的朋友，教会的一个朋友的朋友，他一个年轻人，26岁就去世。Now,
the guy who died, 41, he died from cancer. But this 26-year-old guy died from food poisoning.
那个41岁的弟兄呢，他是因癌症死亡的。 他26岁呢，他是食品中毒。He
ate some steak that he bought from Target.
他从那个这个 Target 的这个店里面呢买了 steak 牛排。
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was sick for 3-4 days. He went to the hospital and he went into a coma. Within a week, he's dead.
那么他吃了这个牛排，3-4天以后他去医院看病，然后1个星期以后他就去世。
That could be you.
也许我。
That could be me.
或者我也会。
And none of us can say to God, why now? Why so early?
谁也不能向神面前说，为什么是我啊？为什么这么早啊？
The problem is not just about death. Is if you die without knowing Jesus, that's your problem. That's your real problem.
对吧？真正的问题不在于你是不是死，是死，你是不是知道耶稣？
We have to be able to see sin. Not we cannot be like Cleopas.
我们必须要看见罪，我们不能像哥留巴一样。
If you are like Cleopas, it's not because you have no sin.
如果你像哥留巴一样，不是因为你没有罪。
Because you have been blinded by the ruler of this world.
你实际上你的眼睛是瞎的。
You know, sometimes you talk to non-Christians and they couldn't see their sin, not because they have no sin, but because they are blind.
你或许又如给那个。 被基督徒教坛, 他们觉得他们没有罪,
but here's the problem. Even after you became a Christian, if you see your financial problem, your academic problem, your job problem more than sin, you are also blind.
那么现在这个问题就是, 如果你即便是基督徒, 如果你看不见自己, 你只看见你, 啊, 学校的压力啊, 经济上的压力啊, 你的眼睛也是瞎的。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
在哥林多后书第四章第四节这么说呢, 不信之人被这个世界的神弄瞎了眼, 不叫基督荣耀福音光照他们, 基督本是神的像。
So that guy is Satan, right? You know that, right?
你要知道那个人实际上是撒旦。
How do we know he's Satan?
那么我们知道他是。
Because you turn him around, he's a liar.
那么,
right? Satan lied to us.
然后呢，你如果稍微转一点， 那他就是说谎话了。
But let me ask you, when was the first time Satan lied to humanity?
那么神，不是这个。 撒旦什么时候对人对人类说谎话呢？第一次，第一次对人类。第一次是什么时候？OK。
It's in the Garden of Eden, isn't it?
就是在伊甸园。
Remember, God asked them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那么记得吗？ 神告诉亚当夏娃不要吃上面。
But Satan, through the serpent, came and said, "You will not surely die."
那么。 这个撒旦呢，通过这个蛇呢，向他们说：“你们不一定死啊。”
So Satan is a comedian. It's funny. He said, "But God knows that when you eat of that fruit, your eyes will be open."
那么这个蛇呢，就像一个说笑话的一样，那天他会说呢：“神知道你们吃的那个日子呢，眼睛就明亮了。”
Let me ask you, what will happen when they eat of that?
那么，那。 吃了这个上树上果子,
what will happen to their eyes when they eat of that tree?
那么他们的眼睛又发生了什么事呢?
Exact opposite of what Satan said will happen.
实际上是正像那个撒旦说的反面。
So on that day when Adam and Eve rebel against God, their eyes become shut.
那一天他们, 啊, 亚当夏娃反叛神, 吃了这个上了果子，他们眼睛实际上是迷糊了。
Not only that, let me add one more thing. I think their hearts became slow.
不光是那个，我再加一件，他们的心也迟钝了。
So do you see what I'm saying?
知道我讲的。
These two guys on the road to Emmaus, they are bad men walking.
那么，那个在那个去伊马忤斯路上的这两个人呢，实际上是一些将要死的人。
Their eyes were blind, their heart were slow, they are living in complete darkness.
他们的眼睛是迷糊的, 他们的心是迟钝的, 他们生活在黑暗之中。
Listen to what Jesus said. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
那么现在看耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说：“眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。”
So Cleopas' eyes cannot see.
那么哥留巴的眼睛不能看。
And which is another way to tell you his whole body was living in darkness.
也就是说，他实际上生活在黑暗之中。
Cleopas was so blind that he decided to leave Jerusalem on Resurrection Day afternoon.
那么他眼睛这么迷糊，他在这个耶稣复活的那天，他竟然在下午，那天那个下午，那一天的下午，他竟然离开耶路撒冷。
I'm telling you, if you understand how this story works, it's ridiculous that this man should decide to go to Emmaus on a Sunday afternoon.
如果你知道这个故事的话，你就觉得这个人这天下午决定去伊马忤斯呢，是个很奇怪、很愚蠢的一件事。
Let me bring you back to a resurrection morning.
那么我现在带你们回到这个复活日的那天的早上。
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And when they went in, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus.
七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了。 他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。
While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel, two angels. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the man said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead?
正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们害怕，惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？
He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hand of the sinful man and be crucified and on the third day rise. And they remember his words.
他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话。
Okay, look at verse 7.
那么再看这个第七节。
The angel said, "Remember how he told you."
那么天使告诉他，当纪念他告诉你什么事。
Who are you?
那么你是谁？
Who are you?
那你是谁呢？
The woman.
就是这个妇女。
So what did Jesus say to the woman?
那么耶稣对这些妇人说了什么？
You remember, if you go to the gospel, you see that Jesus tell his 12 disciples at least 3 times that I will go to Jerusalem, I will die, and on the third day I will rise, right?
你如果看福音的话，耶稣对他的十二个门徒起码说了三次，就告诉他们，他要去耶路撒冷，要钉死在十字架上，第三日要复活。
It's very clear, 3 times.
至少三次。
This verse tells us that he not only tell the 12 disciples, it's not an insider secret. He told to the women who are following him.
那么这段经文呢，是告诉我们，他不光告诉了这十二个使徒，这不是一个很秘密的事，他是连那个妇女都告诉了。
I bet with you, not only the women, all other people know about this.
我跟你说，不光这些妇人。其他人也都知道。
In fact, when the angel told the women say, "Oh, I remember now."
或者，你看这里这个妇人听见这个天使告诉他们，这些妇人说：“哎呀，我真的记得。”
Do you think Cleopas and his friend heard about Jesus' prophecy?
那么你在想，哥留巴和他的朋友听不听到这个耶稣的？
有没有曾经听过这个预言？
哎呀，有没有曾经听到过
？Of course.
他肯定听到了。
And look at this, this is funny. And the women remember Jesus' word, and returning from the tomb, the women told all these things to the 11 and all the rest.
那个这妇人记得这件事，所以呢就从坟墓那里回去，把这一些事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。
All the rest.
那个所有其余的人。
You think Cleopas and his friend were there?
你想想，哥留巴和他的朋友是不是在那里
？I bet they were there.
他们应该在那里。
So think about that. Cleopas and his friend have heard Jesus multiple times say that he will rise on the third day when they were in Galilee.
那耶稣在加利利肯定也对他们说过，他要第三日复活。
Even if they have forgotten it, that morning the woman came and told them the angel said that he had risen just as he had previously prophesied.
那即便他们可能会忘记了，但是你看那日的早上，妇女从坟墓回来，会告诉他们，耶稣的预言真的实现了。
And they sent people to the tomb and confirmed that Jesus' body was not there.
那么他们其中几个人确实也是去那个坟墓了，看见了，真的那个耶稣的身体不在那。
Even if you don't believe in resurrection,
尽管你或许你不啊相信这个复活
，Maybe you still have a lot of doubt.
或者你还有些怀疑。
Will you be so stupid to leave in the afternoon of Sunday?
那么你那天下午离开耶路撒冷是不是很愚蠢
？They have waited 2.5 days.
他们等了两天半。
Why not wait for a few more hours?
为什么不等再多等几个小时
？So if I call you, I said that on Friday, I said in 2 days or on the third day, I will bring millions of dollars to your house.
我给你打电话。那我星期五给你打电话说，三天以后星期一天我会带100万到你
家。几千万。
几千万。
I give you one million stocks of Facebook.
你看， 我给你一百万的那个 Facebook 的那个股票。
Okay, wait for me.
等我吧。
Okay, and then on Sunday afternoon, you say it's already Sunday afternoon.
那星期天下午呢？你说哎呀，是星期天下午。
Okay, let's go out for a trip.
那我走吧。
Oh, come on, are you crazy?
那么你是不是发疯
？Even if you think that I'm joking with you.
你或者你以为我跟你开玩笑
？Why would you leave on Sunday afternoon？
那么星期天下午你为什么要
？It's ridiculous。
确实是很奇怪的。
Because they were so blind。
因为他们的眼睛是。
They could not believe。
他们不会相信。
They could not see Jesus。
他们看不见耶稣。
And this guy Cleopas, he have the guts to tell you. And beside all this, it is now already the third day.
那么这格里湾呢你看讲了很多还说啊这已经是第三天了
And God Jesus should look at him Yes it is the third day I told you it's the third day stupid
耶稣实际上是在说的确实是第三天的我已经告诉你是第三天了
Third day why are you on the way to Emmaus It's not like they have a family emergency
那么第三天你为什么到伊马忤斯去呢也不是你家里有什么
We know they have nothing to do in Emmaus Because they return back to Jerusalem later right
我们知道他在伊马忤斯没有事做因为他后来他马上就又回耶路撒冷了
It doesn't make sense
确实这些人的行为不可思议
No wonder Jesus called them foolish and slow of heart
所以耶稣告诉他们是愚钝的他们的心是迟钝的
So this is a story I tell you Two blind men lost in the way
这就是我告诉你两个迷路的下来
However
但是呢
Some biblical scholar tell me, you know, tell us that this title is not the most accurate one.
那么有些人呢会说，这个讲章那个这个题目呢不一定很准确。
不是最准确的。
不是最准确。
So a more accurate title should be a blind couple lost in the way.
那么他会说那是一对迷途的瞎眼夫妇。
Okay, so it's not two blind men, but rather a blind couple.
不是两个瞎子瞎男的是一对夫妇瞎子
How do they get this?
那么他们怎么会知道这个呢
Well in John chapter 19 verse 25
那么在约翰福音19章25节
Read this Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister and then also Mary the wife of Clopas
OK 在十九章的二十五节这么说站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹并有哥罗巴的妻子玛利亚
So some biblical scholars believe that Cleopas is actually the same person as Clopas It's just a different spelling
那么有些圣经的学者就说这个哥留巴就是哥罗巴
And therefore the companion to Cleopas is actually his wife
那么在去伊马忤斯路上这两个人呢其中一个人呢实际上是哥留巴的
So Mr. Clopas and Mrs. Clopas
就是哥留巴夫妇俩
Decided not to wait for Facebook stocks and go home
那么他们决定不等着那这个脸书的这个股票嘛
They are crazy. They are absolutely crazy.
他们确实是发疯。
But think about this.
但是想一想。
This is a very interesting story.
确实呢是个很有。
A blind couple lost in the way.
那么这个瞎眼的夫妇呢又迷路了。
A blind couple blinded by Satan's lies lost in the way.
他们为什么瞎了？是因为撒旦的谎言。
What story does it remind you of?
那么这个故事会告诉我们什么
Who were the first blind couple lost in the way blinded by Satan's lies?
那么谁是第一对夫妇他们的眼睛瞎了
I tell you,
因为撒旦的谎言瞎
Everything is a shadow of the garden, isn't it?
那么所有的事情都是这个伊甸园的影子
What is Luke trying to tell us? What is God trying to tell us?
那么这里路加在告诉我们什么神在告诉我们什么
The death and resurrection of Jesus came to break the blindness of human darkness
耶稣的复活使我们人类的瞎眼都能看见
To this tragic story Jesus now enter
那么在这个很悲惨的一件故事里面呢耶稣进来
Jesus died on the cross to redeem us from sin And then he rose from the grave on the third day to conquer death for us.
那么在第三日他复活了，他战胜了死亡。
And this same Jesus, the crucified and risen Jesus, now he brought his death and resurrection power to the road to Emmaus.
那么正是这位耶稣，他有从死里复活大能的耶稣。
What did he do?
他做了什么事呢?
He opened the scriptures.
他打开了圣经,
he opened their eyes.
把他们眼睛打开,
he revived their hearts.
使他们的心脏复活,
he opened their eyes that they may see the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
把他们眼睛张开, 他们看见神福音的荣耀,
and he opened, he made their heart beat now so that they may be living no longer for themselves, no longer for their earthly kingdom, but for King Jesus.
让他们的心火热, 从死里复活, 他们不再为他们自己这个生命而活, 而是为神的国。
You remember the old Cleopas?
你还记得旧的那个,
he cannot see sin.
他看不见,
he only lived for worldly power.
他只为这个世上的, 大人全能活。
He wanted the Messiah to come that he may become one of his general and he can become wealthy.
他希望弥赛亚来, 他
But the new Cleopas can no longer live for himself, he must live for King Jesus.
那么这个新的哥利巴呢, 他不能为自己而活了, 他要为耶稣而活。
Listen to what Jesus said.
那么耶稣说了什么?
Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
那么, 基督这样受害, 又进入他的荣耀, 岂不是必须的吗?
Was it not necessary that Jesus had to die?
那么耶稣必须去死?
The answer is, it is not necessary.
哦, 那也许耶稣是不需要去死的。
You and I is necessary for us to die.
那么你和我是必须要去死。
Because we sin.
因为我们也罪。
Because we have original sin, we are guilty before God, and the wage of sin is death.
那么, 我们都有罪, 我们在面前, 神的面前都有罪, 我们都应该死。
But it is not necessary for Jesus to die.
但是耶稣倒不是必须要死。
It is only necessary because he came to show the our sins and death.
那么必须, 耶稣必须是因为他来了, 使得我们知道我们的罪, 我们应该去死。
It is necessary because of sin, because of death.
他去死, 他必须去死是因为罪, 因为死亡。
If you don't believe in sin, you have no need of a Jesus who suffered.
如果你不相信有罪的话, 那你就不相信会有耶稣, 耶稣为什么要受害。
That's why every year when we come to Good Friday and Easter, all you have is Easter bunny and Easter eggs.
那么现在你看在那复活节, 我们的人呢, 只是想望着, 这有这个巧克力糖。
Because they don't believe in sin.
因为他们不相信有罪。
But let me ask you, what can bunny do for your sin?
那么这个, 这个复活节, 这个小兔子对你有什么用呢?
What can chocolate do when you are dying?
那么在你将要死的时候, 巧克力对你有什么用呢?
No, it is the cross and the empty tomb.
那么你要知道, 那个, 有用的是那个十字架。
Praise God, it's the cross and the empty tomb that make us the gospel.
那么赞美神, 感谢神, 这个十字架, 这个空的坟墓, 使我们看到了福音。
A wise pastor once said,
那么一个, 很有智慧的,
牧师,
牧师, 很有智慧的牧师曾经说过,
the gospel, the Christian gospel is a three-way intercession.
那么基督徒的福音实际上是三条路的交接口。
On one hand, you have the sin of man.
那么在一面呢, 是人的罪。
Now do not think of this as water, think of it as gasoline.
那不要想这是水, 这实际上也许会是汽油。
That is like you, your sins before God is like gasoline, and God is the burning fire of God, the holy God.
那么我们就像这个汽油一样，在神的震怒以前，在神的这个神圣面前、圣洁面前呢，我们的神的这个火，我们就是汽油。
So you are like the gasoline coming on. On the other hand, you have God's holiness, His justice, His righteousness, His holy wrath.
那么在另一面，我们在一面，我们就像汽油一样，在另外一面就是神的圣洁、神的公义、神的震怒。
What will happen to you?
那么对我们来说会有
What will happen to me?
对我们会有什么
If this is where our life is,
如果这是我们的生命的话
It will be a deadly explosion.
那么就会发
But I told you, the gospel is not a two-way intercession, it's a three-way intercession.
那么跟你讲了，这个福音呢，还有第三条路
It's a sin of man,
一面是人的罪
plus the wrath of God,
另外一面是神的愤怒
and the love of God.
中间是神的爱
He took our sins
他把我们的罪拿走了
On the cross when Jesus was hung on the cross
耶稣吊在十字架
He took all the sin that is ours and poured onto him
他把我们的罪放在他的身上
And on that moment God cast down his holy wrath on his son that is full of gasoline
那么在那个时候耶稣把他神把他的愤怒都放到了耶稣的身上，就像耶稣的身上放了这个汽油一样。
Jesus became the gasoline man.
那耶稣呢，就像一个人有汽油一样。
And the love of God was manifest for us.
那么神的爱在那里就向我们显现。
Romans 5:8, but God showed His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那么罗马书第五章第八节唯有基督在我们还是做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明
了 That is what Jesus was studying with them that whole afternoon
这也就是耶稣在那天给他们分享圣经
No
下午一下午
No wonder at the end of the afternoon their hearts were beating and burning
这也就为什么在那天下午的后半部分他们的心变成火热了
What Cleopas and his friends saw and heard that afternoon was not academic theology
那么在那天哥留巴和他朋友听到的不只是一个神学上的讨论
You know all the things we learn could be just academic, right?
那么我们刚才讲的或许你说也许是神学上的一个讨论
I went to school most of my life and I hardly remember anything they taught me and I don't regret it.
我读书读了很多年了我现在也都记不得了很多了我也不后悔。
Because I don't love those things.
我对那些并不是很热爱。
But that afternoon, Cleopas and his friend, what they seen and heard is the love of Christ.
那天哥留巴下午和他朋友他们感受到的也是神的
And so their hearts began to burn
那么的心变得火热
They are fired up
那么他们的心有火了
So fired up
那么这有很火热
Look at what they did
那么看他们做什么
And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem
他们就立刻起身回耶路撒冷去了
That totally did not make sense What time was it?
那这是什么时候?
But by the time they got to Emmaus, it's already sunset, right?
那么当他们到伊马忤斯的时候呢，日头已经平息了嘛。
And they have a meal together.
那么他们又吃了一顿饭。
It is now night time.
已经是很黑了。
2000 years ago in the Middle East.
那么两千多年前在中东那个时候。
The roads were bad.
路是很不好走的
There's no light
没有灯的
No car
也没有汽车
It was dark
很黑
It was cold
很冷
You can easily fall prey to wild beasts
那还有野生的动物可能把你给吃了
Or robbers
或者有强盗
Have they never heard the story of Good Samaritan?
他也许没有听到这个好撒玛利亚人的故事
The guy on the way to Jericho He got robbed and he was left to death
那么一个人去 耶利哥他被抢劫了，然后被打了，打了半死，放在路上。
This is worse than making you to walk in Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, in the middle of the night. You know?
这比你从现在叫你从到东北费，现在晚上走到东北费，比那还晚上去那还厉害。
What were they thinking?
然后他们想什么
？Why could they not wait until the next morning?
因为
the reasonable thing is like, well, let's go to sleep early. We wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock. The sun get up. We walk.
或许呢，要很有理智的回答。那我们先睡，我明天一早4、5点就起来，早点起来，太阳起出来我们就起来，我们就走。
But the two guys look at each other. It's like we are not going to wait until tomorrow. We are going to walk right now.
这两个人呢，相互一见面一看呢，说。我们不等到明天早上了，我们现在就要回到耶路撒
冷。They could not wait because the gospel has become real for them.
在这个时候，这个福音变得很真实。
Because the power of resurrection has come to them.
那么在这时候呢，福音的这个复活的大能来到他们面前。
Look at what Luke wrote.
那么现在，路加又写了什么
？He said, and they rose.
他立即起身。
Now the English is much better, I have to say.
站起来。
The English rose could mean standing up or rising from the dead.
那么
，What happened to Cleopas and his friends on that?
你们英文比较好，这个起来呢，可以是起身，也可以从死里复活。
So what happened to Cleopas and his friend on that Easter evening?
那么在这个复活节的晚上。对格留巴又是发生了什么事
？They rose，
他们起身，但是他们也复活。
Next time people give you a trivia question, who rose on Easter？
那么，下一次如果有人问你这个小问题说，说啊，谁在那个复活节复活了
？Jesus rose。
那么当然，耶稣复活了。
More than that，
那比那还有多一点。
Cleopas and his wife rose。
那么格留巴和他太太也复活，也 rose 了。
Rose from the dead，
那从死里复活。
Rose from spiritual darkness，
从那个属灵的黑暗中。
Rose from slow heart and they are burning with fire，
从他们的缓慢的这个心、迟钝的心变得火热的心。
They could not wait. They have to go.
他们不能再等了，他们马上就走。
They have to.Go because their eyes can now see and their heart is now beating and they have to go and return to Jerusalem.
他们现在眼睛能看见，心脏也火热，他们要马上回耶路撒冷。
Can you imagine what the return trip is like?
那么你再想一想，他这个回程有什么样子
？Can you return what the return trip is like compared with their first trip from Jerusalem to Emmaus?
我们现在和他从伊马五十来的路再做一个比较。
It was dark.
现在是黑暗。
It was cold.
也冷。
It was dangerous.
然后也危险。
They stumbled.
或许他们会有磕磕碰碰。
They got injured.
也许他们会得到损伤。
They lost their possessions.
或者他所有拥有的东西给
财产丢。They may even lose their life.
或许他们生命可能
But their hearts were burning and their eyes open.
但是他们的眼睛是开着的，他们的心是火热的。
What would they do on the way to Jerusalem?
那么在回耶路撒冷的路上，他们做什么
？They would recount to each other what Jesus had taught them on the first journey, isn't it?
他们会在相互的分享耶稣在来的路上给他们讲。
Can you help me remember what Leviticus was all about? Can you please?
那么，也许你能够让我再记住这个《利未记》又是说了什么
？Remember what he said about the book of Numbers。
或许那个《民数记》又讲了什么
？Isaiah，
或者是以赛亚。
Ezekiel，
以西结。
Daniel，
但以。
Habakkuk， Nahum， Joel， whatever。I don't want to forget any of that。
约珥书啊什么的，我都不想记住。
I don't want to forget anything Jesus has taught us。
耶稣。交给我我们的我都不想忘记。
And you know what they would do?
或者他们还要做什么
？They would turn all this story into songs.
然后他也会把这个故事变成歌。
That's what makes theology good theology.
这也就把一个神学。
They will be singing.
他也是在。
Like Paul and Silas in jail at midnight, all injured, wounded, they were singing.
那么像 保罗和希腊在监狱里唱圣诗一样。
Look at this picture.
那么再看一看这个照片。
Dear friends, dear brother and sister.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
This is what true Christian life looks like.
那么真正的基督徒生活就是这样。
True Christian life run opposite to the direction of this world.
那么基督的生活和这个世上的生活是两个非常
反。Everyone running at the same direction to pursue the American dream. I tell you, the Christian life is not like that.
那么，如果你像美国人一样追求美国梦的话，那你就不会基督。
It runs in opposite direction to the world.
它必须是相反的方向。
And the Christian life is often long and lonely in the dark and in the cold.
那么，基督徒的生命生活经常是很漫长的。很孤独的，而且在黑暗中，在寒冷。
The Christian life very often means suffering losses, facing persecution for Jesus' sake.
基督徒的生活，或许你会受迫害，你或许会受痛苦。
But the true Christian life is also a journey of joy and grace.
但是呢，真正的基督徒的生命呢，是有喜乐。
Our eyes open.
我们的眼睛是开的。
Our hearts.Burning,
我们有火热的心。
And we talk about Jesus all day long.
那么我们中间在讲耶稣。
We could not get enough of Jesus.
我们一直在讲耶稣。
That's how you know someone is a Christian, isn't it?
那么这样你才知道这个人是个基督徒。
If you are not yet a Christian,
如果你还不是个基督徒呢？
I want to invite you.
那么我先邀请你。
To join us in this pilgrimage.
那么在这个啊。朝圣的路上，我们一起来走吧。
But you must turn from your sin.
但是你必须从你的罪恶中转换。
You must turn from this world.
必须从这个世界转换。
And you must turn and believe in the Lord Jesus and walk with Him.
你必须转变，你必须相信耶稣。
I pray,
耶稣同行。
I pray that God will open your eyes.
我向神祷告，神开启你。
Like He did to Cleopas.
他使得哥留巴的眼睛张开。
I pray that He will give you a burning heart.
我求神给你个火热的心。
And to you who think that you are Christian,
那么和那些你认为你是基督徒的
，I want to ask you.
那我想问你
，I mean seriously, you need to think about it. Is this your life?
那么你要想一想，这是不是你的生活
？Running in opposite direction to this world,
和这个世上的生活是相反的。
Often lonely in darkness in the cold.
经常的是孤独的，是黑暗的。
Suffering losses, persecution, insult.
那受苦受难。
But nevertheless, full of joy and grace.
但是呢，充满恩典，充满喜乐。
If this is not your life,
如果这还不是你生命
，You need to think about it. Do you really know God?
那么你应该仔细的想想，你是不是知道？
You know, I didn't make up the story.
你知道我并不是编这个故事的。
God wrote this story.
神写了这个。
Cleopas and his bride are prototype Christians.
那这个哥留巴和他的朋友就是像所有的基督徒一样。
模范的。Yeah. Is God make them a prototype on that day?
模子。
That is what a Christian life ought to be.
模子。
If you think that, no, that's not my Christian life. I'm still like the other people following this world, chasing after this thing. I have no joy. My eyes seem to be shut. Every time people talk about Jesus, I fall asleep. I don't have a burning heart. I have a burning heart when they talk about football, blah, blah, blah. You know you have a problem.
你知道你有问题了。如果你的生命你还不像这样，你还是追求这个世上的事，你对神的话并不火热吧？对这个世上的事情倒挺火热。
Because seriously, you may not have known God.
这样的话，你并不见得认识神。
You should talk to your church leaders.
你应该跟教会的领袖、属灵长者有些交谈。
What if you are a church leader and you find your heart to be cold also?
如果你是教会的领袖的话，那你的心肠也是冷的话。
Maybe you talk to your pastor.
那你要跟牧师堂。
We should all go home and talk to God, really.
那么我们都应该回家。
Because it's a very dangerous thing not to know what true Christian life looks like.
如果我们不知道一个真正的基督徒生活什么样的，那是很危险的。
But listen to this story. Jesus is calling you and me.
但是看这个故事，耶稣在呼召我。
Jesus is inviting you into the Scripture, into His Gospel.
耶稣在邀请我们，邀请我们进入这个神的话语。
Jesus said, "Come and fly with me."
那么耶稣说：“来和我一起飞翔。”
I will show you life you have never imagined possible.
那么我要。 向你展现一个生命，这个你过去并不能想象。
I will show you my kingdom.
我会向你显示我的国。
Not the kingdom of this world.
不是这个世上的国。
But it has treasure this world does not know.
它有这个世上没有的财宝。
Let's come to the Lord in prayer.
那么我们到神的面前祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
在天的父，
What a marvelous gospel that you presented before us.
这个故事是多么美好的故事啊。
Indeed, man could not write a story like that.
真的，人是写不出这个故事。
You did.
是你写的。
Not only did you do the writing, you actually is the one who make it happen.
你不仅仅写了，你还使这个故事发生。
Oh Lord, would we not pray that you will bring your resurrection power and your death, you know, the forgiveness, would you bring it to us?
主啊，请把你的复活的大能临到我们。
I pray that you will help us, help this church, open your word and see Jesus in every page of it.
主啊，就求你使用这个教会，让我们打开圣经。在每一页，我们的眼睛都能够明亮，都能够看到。
Save us from academic theology.
让我们从这个神学的讨论中脱离出来。
Save us from shut eyes and slow heart.
让我们脱离这个封闭的眼睛、迷糊的眼睛和缓慢的、迟钝的心。
Open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
Make our heart burn.
使我们的心肠活跃。
Make us rise.
让我们复活。
And run the race.
让我们奔跑
and pilgrim towards the heavenly Jerusalem.
奔跑走向耶路撒冷的天路。
May your name be glorified in this church.
求你的名在这个教会得荣耀。
May your name be glorified in each and every one of us.
求你的名在我们每一个心中得荣耀。
And we pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.